are listening to NaturesChannel.fm, live talk radio that helps connect you more deeply with nature. NaturesChannel.fm, it's where we grow.
Welcome to Nature's Sanctuary Sunday Service, brought to you by the Church of Nature. Join us every Sunday for a powerful and beautiful eco-spiritual service where we honor and support ourselves through the reflection of nature. We're here to help you grow every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern on naturechannel.fm.
Welcome to Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service. I'm Christine Egro, the High Priestess of the Church of Nature, and our focus today is our place in the world, in remembrance of Cecil the Lion. The Church of Nature honors the individual and encourages a deeper conscious connection through the reflection of nature and all that it offers. It is time for humanity to reawaken. Nature is spirit, and we are nature. When we reflect on nature and connect with it more deeply, we align with our own spirit, and when we do, life flows. I am the High Priestess of the Church of Nature. Today we come here as one, recognizing each of us, human and animal, as individuals, and recognizing all of us as one. I sit at the gate before the great mystery between darkness and light, guiding your passage into the divine wisdom of your true nature. The door is open for those who choose to walk through. Bless this space. And if we could recite our intention for today. We come here today with open minds, open hands, and open hearts, willing to give and to receive. So if you're in a space where you can have your feet flat on the floor and your eyes closed, let's take a moment to bring ourselves here into this time, this space, and this moment. So let's start by allowing roots to grow from our feet down into the ground. Grounding us, connecting us, rooting us into the earth, providing our physical body with that sense of safety and security that our most basic energy needs in order to evolve. And let's envision a line of energy that goes from our tailbone straight up to the top of our head, so straight through the center of our body. And set your intention to bring yourself into complete alignment. And let's grow another set of energetic roots from the top of our head, from our crown, from our seat of our own knowingness and knowledge. Let those grow up into our own higher consciousness. Connecting into our truth. Our own spirit, the true path of our life. And you're welcome to stay in this space for the rest of Sunday service, or you can gently open your eyes. And we'll recite our affirmation that we are nature, I am the sun. I am the moon. I am the dirt beneath my feet. I am the stars and the universe. I am the dark of night. I am the tree and the wind that blows its leaves. I am the ocean. I am the rain. I am the desert and the mountain and the plain. I am the bird, the fox, the turtle, and the bee. I am. So our reflection today is on our place in the world. And it comes out of the almost universal outrage that arose around the illegal killing of Cecil the Lion. And I spent some time thinking about it, and, you know, it really raises the question of our place in the world and how we show up. I believe that there are moments in our life that make us wake up, that make us step onto a path that's different. And for many people, they will have experienced outrage over Cecil's killing and then ebb back into their own day-to-day lives, and nothing will really change. They will have had that experience, and they will come back to where they were. Although I need to say that they won't come back to that place the same. Something has changed within them. It is a step on their own spiritual journey. But we all grow and evolve at different rates. So some of us take little steps. We step forward and then we ebb back. We step forward and we ebb back. Some of us take huge jumps, huge leaps. And all of a sudden our life is different. We're awake and we're seeing the world differently. So whatever happens after this moment, there has been a movement of the collective consciousness forward. His killing has created a change. But for those who are maybe slightly awake now or awake and wondering what to do, what's the direction, I think that Cecil's killing raises a much bigger question for us that I really hope we can begin to acknowledge, and that we can in turn changes in our own lives that will ripple out and create even bigger changes. And here's where all of this led me to. So many people were outraged over the poaching of this beautiful lion who was a protector to six cubs. But we do not think twice about taking a calf from its mother so that we can have milk to drink, for butter, for ice cream. In 2012, Dr. Holly Cheever, who is a veterinarian, retold her firsthand story of a dairy cow who had twins, brought one calf to the farmer and kept the other hidden. The farmer took the first calf for veal and placed the mother right into the milking line, but her udder was dry, and for 11 days her udder was dry. On the 11th day, the farmer followed the cow out to the pasture, only to find the hidden calf who had been drinking her milk. So he didn't let her stay with her calf. He took the calf for veal and put her back into the milking line. We don't think twice about the chickens that live in horrid conditions so that we can have eggs. There was a 2013 Huffington Post article by Bruce Friedrich, who's the director, who then was the director of advocacy and policy at Farm Sanctuary. And he wrote, "Battery cages are small wire cages where about 95% of laying hens spend their entire lives. Each hen is given about 76 to 67 to 76 square inches of space. That's a standard sheet of paper, measures 94 square inches. So they live in about a standard sheet of paper. To get a sense of a hen's life in a battery cage, imagine spending your entire life in a wire cage the size of your bathtub with four other people. You wouldn't be able to move. Your muscles, your bones would deteriorate, your feet would become lacerated, and you would literally go insane. And that's what happens to laying hens. So if we're appalled over the killing of Cecil, we have to really take a look at what's going on in our own lives. You know, we don't think about our accessories. There was just recently the article about the Birkin bag, which model Jane Birkin has just asked Hermes to remove her name from. And they came back with a statement that said, for more than 10 years, we've organized monthly visits to our suppliers. We control their practices and their conformity with slaughter standards. Well, what really gets me in that statement is the word slaughter. We slaughter animals for bags and shoes and belts and couches when we have perfectly fine alternatives. I think we should be appalled about this. You know, we are so removed from nature and so in love with or so programmed to want things and to believe that we need to eat certain things that we really don't stop and think about what it is that we're doing. What is our place in the world? We are unconscious. We live unconsciously. If we don't see it, we don't think about it. If it doesn't touch us, we don't think about it. And this expands out into the human civil rights issues, or rights issues, not even civil rights, but rights issues that are happening around the world. You know, we have people being killed, women being raped. I mean, there's a lot going on. And you can say, well, that's too much for me. You know, that's too much for me. I can't handle it. I can't deal with it. Well, we can. If we don't step up and start to make a difference in the world, in what is going on, if we don't make a stand individually, then nothing will change. If we don't say it is not right, nothing will change. You know, for the most part, for everything that we're talking about with animals, money drives our world. If we don't buy it, there's no reason to make it. You know, and cosmetics, if we stop and think about those, cosmetics, hair products, we take animals and we test on them to make sure that those cosmetics are safe for humans. That's just as appalling as the killing of Cecil. It is to take a beagle or a rabbit and just put cosmetics in their eyes to see if it burns, to see what it does, so that we can say they're safe. We don't have the right to do that. We don't have, that's not our place in the world. We don't stand above animals. We should be their protectors and their guardians. And for our fellow humans, we should be their voice, their outcry when something is wrong. But we're afraid. We're afraid to stand up. We're afraid to say something. And that all comes from programming. We've been programmed to believe that if we do, something's going to happen in our own lives. But we have to start to wake up, and we have to start to do things differently and make a stand, take a stand, say something. Change your own habits. Each of us does, it truly will change the world that we live in. But we have to start. We have to make that stand. So if you were appalled, if you were deeply touched by the killing of Cecil, this is your ripple opportunity now and moving forward is to really be conscious about the choices that you make in your life. And to consciously choose what it is that you're doing. You know, research if you need to. Find out where your food comes from. Find out where your milk comes from. Find out where your eggs come from. Consciously make your choices. And choose to do better. Choose to honor the place that we have in this world. We're intelligent. We're creative. We can do amazing things. But too often we choose to do nothing and simply move through this formatted life that we are in. So that is our ripple opportunity this week. So before we move forward, I want to take a moment just to clear any energy that's come up in your space, whether it's anger or frustration or resentment. Those are all indications that there's energy there being poked at. There's energy in you that is ready to come out, that's ready to be moved out of your space. So let's take a moment, have our feet flat on the floor. Be in alignment and just envision a magnet out in front of you and just pull out whatever has come up for you during today's reflection. Confusion, anger, resentment, sadness, guilt, shame. Just move that all out of your space. And then create a giant gold sun above your head. So you're going to do this with your intention, with your visualization, whatever works for you. And fill that gold sun with your own energy, your own vibration. So that may be your favorite color. That may be a word, an image, a symbol. And then go ahead and pop that gold sun and just let it fill you in completely, starting with the top of your head, flowing down through your face, the back of your neck, goes down through your shoulders, some of it goes down your arms and out your hands, and the rest goes down through your entire body. If you feel like you need another one, create another one. We're going to do our, as long as we're in this space, we're going to do our create our intentions for the week ahead right here. So let's start by putting out that nice, beautiful soil in front of us. And I want you to plant one seed for yourself that is a seed of your own growth, your own evolution, your own moving forward, the next step that you can take to create change in your life and the world around you. And then plant whatever it is that you would like to create and manifest this week. The energies that you would like your week to contain, the things that you would like to have show up for you. And we'll take this soil, hand it to Spirit so that we can manifest it this week. And we'll move to our invocation of peace. If you can place your palms up and open your hands. I stand with palms raised to the sky, open to both giving and receiving. Peace is in me, peace is around me, peace begins with me. I ask to be the channel through which peace flows, bringing peace to myself, my life, and to all who share my life. I see peace, I breathe peace, I live peace, I am peace. Our offertory is a place to support the work of the Church of Nature, to support what you receive through Nature Sanctuary Sunday service, and it's a place to play with open heart and open hand and open heart. That dynamic that happens when we begin to open up our space. And because so many of us learn our life lessons through the presence of money, it's a great way to play with it. Give a small amount and notice what happens in your own space. Notice the tightness, notice the fear, notice the uncertainty, whatever it happens to be, notice the joy and the love and the openness. You know, it reminds me of when I was a preteen and I had this awareness that if I didn't love myself, no one else could love me. And this was, you know, way before self-help books, way before Dr. Phil and Oprah and all of those, you know, those more visible elements of being told that we need to love ourselves. And so as a 12-year-old, I created my own way to learn to love myself. I spent every morning before school looking into my mirror and telling myself that I loved myself. And the very beginning of it, it was incredibly uncomfortable. Looking into my own eyes and saying those words was very uncomfortable. But I continued to do it until I could do it without any of that energy. And it made my life different. And it's the same thing with giving. We have energies around it. Why should I? What will it matter? I need it. I need it more. It's all holding on and lack and fear energy. And I'm telling you, start to give a dollar, $2. Move that energy out and see what happens. It really does create a huge difference in our lives. So let's move to our offertory blessing. I want you to think about the words that are in this because they are meaningful to what I was just talking about. We ask that giving be a blessing and not a burden, that we see the abundance and unlimitedness of the universe. We ask to live with open hearts and open hands, and in so doing, allow the energy of support and love to flow freely to us and from us. We acknowledge that to receive we must give, and to give we must receive. We make our offerings to the Church of Nature today with open hearts and open hands, and invest in the eternal cycle of energy flow. Our offerings recognize the gifts and blessings of this service. So remember, to make an offering to the Church of Nature, visit thechurchofnature.org, and you can do that on the right-hand side. And we'll move to our Circle of Life celebration with a focus on the animals. We look to honor, celebrate, and remember. We honor, celebrate, and remember Cecil and all the animals whose lives are lost to cruelty, senselessness, unconsciousness, and greed. And we have a special remembrance today for Scout, who was fortunate to share his life with people and animals who loved him, and for his people and his animal friends who were fortunate to have him in their lives. May your lessons learned in this lifetime expand your awareness of life in a body, and may your continued journey be one of peace and love. And we hold in this space all the special intentions shared on Facebook to honor, celebrate, and remember. And may you take this time to share your own thoughts. Life is a circle whose beginning touches its end. I'm here to learn and grow. The path of my life belongs to me. I take this moment to affirm the way in which I want my life to flow. I'm grateful for all that I have and all that I am. I thank my body for all that it does for me. I thank my mind for its power of thought. I thank my ego for its will and drive. I thank my spirit for its patience and for its guidance. We'll move to our closing prayer. We give thanks for this time and space, knowing that this is a place to focus our intention, but not where our intention ends. It is our opportunity to carry our choices out into the world. Let me take that step that creates change not only in my life, but ripples out into the world around me. Let me walk my path with strength and knowingness, with grace and ease. Let me walk my path with love and abundance, and let me listen when my spirit speaks. Let nature be my guide. So I just have a quick announcement. We are still raising money to help us with the Stone Chapel. It is still for sale. Please consider making a donation to help us with that vision. You can donate on the churchofnature.org website. There's a GoFundMe campaign going on there, and that's also where you can make an open donation to support what we offer every Sunday. So be sure to join me next Sunday for Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service, which is always one of the best ways to start your week, setting your intention and placing your energy where it is that you would like to create change in your own life. Let nature be your guide, and thank you again.
Thank you for joining us today for Nature's Sanctuary Sunday Service. We hope today's reflection will support you in navigating your week ahead. Please remember to live with an open hand and an open heart. The effects are exponentially rewarding. If you haven't made your offering to the Church of Nature, be sure to visit thechurchofnature.org to contribute. While you're there, you'll also find daily inspirations, as well as past Nature Sanctuary Sunday services. We look forward to having you join us again next week. And until then, remember, let nature be your guide.
Nature'sChannel.fm. Amazing talk radio shows from gardening to animals, natural health and wellness, and fighting for nature. Nature'sChannel.fm. It's where we grow.